The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, Archie the Brave. Archie is scared of everything. One day on his way to school, he meets a big, scary dog. But soon he finds out that she is only protecting her puppies. Now the mother dog and her puppies are following Archie to school. What are the teachers going to say? How will the children react when they see Archie with the puppies?
On the cover, on a background of green trees and hills in front of a blue sky, a shaggy gray dog jumps onto a blonde boy's chest and licks his face. The tips of the dog's ears flop over. The boy wears a red t-shirt. A brown knit cap rests on his head. The title reads, Archie the Brave. The letters in Archie match the red on the boy's shirt, and the letters The Brave match his blonde hair. In front of a white school building, the boy sits on the ground, laughing. Three puppies crawl on and nearby him. A brown puppy licks his face. A white puppy stands on his right leg with a ball in its mouth. A gray puppy stands by his left side. The three puppies surround a ball. Their tails and triangle ears point up.
Archie was a little boy who was scared of almost everything. He tried to be brave like his parents told him to, but he found it very hard.
Archie wears blue shorts. He wears a brown backpack and walks along a dirt path. He grins.
One day, while Archie was on his way to school, he heard a strange noise. He turned around to look and saw a big dog. Archie was scared, so he ran all the way to school.
The shaggy gray dog barks at Archie. Archie's mouth opens wide. His eyebrows rise. Beads of sweat form on his face.
He arrived at school, huffing and puffing after all that running. "What's the matter?" his best friend Jackson asked him.
Jackson, a boy with curly brown hair, wears a collared green shirt over a light t-shirt. He holds out his hands. Archie shrugs and hangs his head.
A big dog,
Archie stammered.
The dog barks.
Unfortunately, some of his classmates heard what Archie said, and they sniggered at him.
In front of the school, children stand behind Jackson and Archie. A black-haired boy crosses his arms. A tall girl with brown hair in a pink dress smirks. A red-headed boy with glasses watches. Archie throws his arms in the air. Jackson smiles.
"He is such a coward," one little girl said. "Scaredy pants, Archie,"
they exclaimed together. Archie felt sad. It hurt his feelings when the other children made fun of him.
Ha 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 ha!
Archie frowns. He hangs his head. Jackson frowns. The girl in the pink dress covers her mouth. The two boys laugh. Leaves fall.
The next morning, Archie saw the big, mean dog again. Archie was terrified, so he ran.
Where a worn wall meets a wooden fence, the gray dog sits in grass. Archie faces the dog and clenches his teeth and his fists.
He didn't get very far when he saw three little puppies.
In the grass by a sidewalk, a gray puppy, a white puppy, and a brown puppy face Archie. He stares at them with his mouth open. A sign behind Archie has a hamburger on it. Call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. On a road sign, 1 street. Flyers and backward letters decorate a fence. Peace.
Of course! The dog must have been their mother who was protecting them. Archie knew never to pat a dog unless his parents told him he could.
In a grassy area surrounded by trees and yellow flowers, the puppies play around the mother dog. Archie smiles. The mother dog sits in the grass. Her ears flop.
Archie backed away slowly from the dogs. Meanwhile, the mother dog began to lick her puppies' faces.
The mother dog lies in the grass. Her ears perk up with the tips flopping over. The brown puppy crawls on the mother dog's back. She licks the gray and white puppies. A yellow butterfly flies over the dogs. Archie grins at them. He holds his hands behind his back. Leaves fall around them.
Archie was pleased the big, mean dog was now a happy, smiling dog.
I have to get to school now,
Archie told her. But every time Archie took a step, the mother dog took a step too, followed by soft little paws.
Archie marches across the grass with a smile. In single file, the mother dog, the brown puppy, the gray puppy, and the white puppy march behind him, smiling with their ears and tails up. On the sidewalk, they march past a yellow bakery with a blue roof and a brick chimney. They march past a red library with green ivy growing up the side. They march past a red fire hydrant. A puddle of water pools on the sidewalk.
Archie told the dogs to stay behind, but of course they didn't understand.
Standing on grass, Archie holds his hands up and talks to the dogs. The gray puppy lies in the grass with its front paws folded. A backwards question mark floats by its ear. The white puppy stands between its mother and the gray puppy. The mother dog sits, watching Archie with a frown. The brown puppy sits next to its mother, tilting its head.
Archie was worried that his teachers would be cranky with him for bringing the dogs to school.
Archie grimaces. His eyes are wide. 2 red exclamation marks float by his head.
All the children laughed when he arrived at school.
Here comes Scaredy Pants Archie!
Then they gasped.
With a bunch of dogs!
Inside the school, the dogs surround a smiling Archie. Jackson and the other students stand in a hallway with lockers. Posters and yellow stars decorate teal walls.
Archie walked past the children who had laughed at him, his head held high with pride.
Can we pat your puppies?
A little girl asked.
We'd like to pat your puppies too. They are kind of cute,
the other children said in agreement.
Standing by the lockers, Archie shrugs. The red-headed boy holds his tummy and laughs. The black-haired boy smiles widely. The brown-haired girl looks at the dogs. The mother dog pants. The 3 puppies look at the girl.
Sure,
Archie smiled.
They aren't so scary once you get to know them.
The children lovingly picked up the puppies.
On a playground, the gray puppy hides behind Archie's feet under the monkey bars. Archie smiles and holds his hands behind his back. The girl holds the white puppy and smiles. It sleeps in her arms. Grinning, Jackson holds the brown puppy. It licks his face. The black-haired boy sits on a blue tire.
The puppies licked the children's faces and kissed their noses.
Archie grins. The white puppy licks the girl's cheek. The gray puppy licks the black-haired boy's jaw. Jackson smiles at the brown puppy.
We're sorry, Archie.
the children apologized.
The girl and Archie shake hands. Jackson smiles. The black-haired boy watches.
What is going on here?
A teacher asked sternly. She looked furious. The puppies ran off across the playground.
The teacher, a woman with curly red hair, stands at the edge of the playground with her arms crossed. Jackson and the girl stand with their mouths open and eyes wide. The puppies run past them. Archie stands next to the teacher.
They went down the slide.
On a yellow slide, the white puppy nibbles the gray puppy's ears. The brown puppy follows them down.
They swung on the swings.
At a red swing, the brown puppy sits on the swing. The white puppy lies next to the brown puppy. The gray puppy stands on the ground and reaches for the swing with its front paws.
They climbed on the monkey bars.
On red monkey bars, the gray puppy climbs on the top. The brown puppy follows the gray puppy. The white puppy climbs up the side ladder.
They even went into the staff room and ate the teacher's lunches.
On a table, the gray puppy and the brown puppy stand on sandwiches. Four adults sit around the table. Red sauce splashes onto the red-haired teacher's arms. She holds her hands in front of her face. A balding teacher with a mustache squints. Orange soda flies at him. Pepperoni sticks to a gray-haired woman's head. A blonde man holds his hands up.
The dogs were having so much fun, and all the children were laughing. The teachers were screaming and pulling out their hair, and Archie was holding his tummy.
In a blue room, the red-haired teacher pulls her hair and grits her teeth. The gray-haired woman and the blonde man raise their eyebrows and open their mouths. The white puppy climbs on the black-haired boy's legs. The brown puppy runs across the room. Jackson laughs. The gray puppy stands on a table and licks the girl's face. She laughs. Papers fly around the room. Archie stands in the middle of the room and holds his tummy. His eyebrows furrow.
The puppies were so soft and cuddly that after some time, even the teachers started to pat them. One of the puppies licked Mr. Jonas on the cheek, who then smiled happily.
In front of a bookshelf, Mr. Jonas, the blonde man, holds the gray puppy near a window. The puppy licks his cheek. Mr. Jonas smiles. The red-haired teacher holds the white puppy. The white puppy pants. The brown puppy sleeps in the gray-haired woman's arms. She gives a wide smile.
Archie breathed a sigh of relief.
Archie grins.
For the rest of the day, the puppies helped out in the classrooms, helping with math.
Jackson and Archie sit at a table with books open in front of them. The mother dog stands between them, with her front paws on the table. The white puppy stands on the table. A set square rests next to Archie's book.
Helping with art.
Archie holds a paintbrush and palette and stands at an easel. Green, red, and blue decorate the middle of the canvas. The brown puppy stands at the easel next to him. Small paw prints decorate the bottom of the canvas. At a table behind Archie, Jackson draws a planet with crayons. The gray puppy lies on its belly next to his drawing.
And helping with cuddles.
Archie stands and cuddles the brown puppy. The girl sits on her knees. The white puppy stands facing her. The black-haired boy sits on his knees. The gray puppy crawls on his lap.
It was the most exciting day ever. All the children cried out,
"Three cheers for Archie, who brought cuddly puppies to school! Archie the Brave!"
they exclaimed.
Smiling, Archie sits on a desk at the front of the classroom. His feet dangle over the chair. The mother dog stands with her front paws on the desk. She licks his arm. The brown and gray puppies sit on the desk next to Archie. The gray puppy paws his leg. The white puppy stands on the ground and reaches for the desk.
Archie was relieved that the day had turned out all right after all. Suddenly, he found four friendly puppy dogs staring at him with their big, soft eyes. He knew they were saying,
"Thank you, Archie, for a fun day, too."
Behind Archie, the red-haired teacher crosses her arms. She smiles. The black-haired boy, sitting in the desk to the right of Archie's, grins. In front of Archie, the red-headed boy gives Archie a thumbs up.
Archie is no longer scared of anything. Well, almost. And now, everyone calls him Archie the Brave.
Archie stands and cuddles the brown puppy. The girl sits on her knees. The white puppy faces her. In yellow letters, the end. The mother dog puts her front paws on the D. Her ears stick up. She sticks her tongue out.
This has been Archie the Brave, written by Laurel Lewis. Narrated by Chris Snyder. Audio description narrated by Aaron Riemann and written by Miriam Snyder, from illustrations by Nagraha. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.